Oke. Namo Sarayaya Vayaya Havayandho Yisale Namaya Vandhana Vyaya Yisale Niyaya Niyaya Shivaya Yambhaya Sunjo Hoya Khoya Yala Chaya Lohya Yaya Yamhaya Tamhen Haya Ngho Suyo Khoya Ravaya Khoya Yane Siyaya Deyaya Yambharaya Ngho Nyoya Deyaya Yambharaya Yishu Ngho Zoho Yaya Yaya Saya Yambhaya Yaya Yavaya Yane Deyaya Dhaya Ngho Do you dare embarrass him? Majuro namje da danye bezim je damje je dendo tobja lona me ba zo be zanje je ko ba rim bo je ne ja do bra je ha de do ba je be je tambe je rim bo je ze ne be gun lo gun jo je rim ba no mun do le bro ze re da ne zem bo ha e jo Listen to the Dharma with a good motivation or in order to attain fully and complete enlightenment the state of Buddhahood, for the purpose of all those dear mother sentient beings, as light as space. The bodhicitta, artistic intention, or the awakening mind, which is very, very important. Some of you quite often practice about the bodhicittas, or the artistic intention, because it is a main foundation all the activities of the Mahayana practitioners. If you have heard the biography of the Master Atisha, Master Atisha was very fond with the bodhicitta, the kind-hearted thought in simple terms of words, or the artistic intentions. It is the main foundation of the all Dharma activities, whether you practice the generosity, morality, and whatever you practice, that motivation is very, very important. Someone who wants to purify those obscurations, the what we call the two types of obscurations, the obscurations of the delusions, and then obscurations of the mental propensity, which is the one, which one is a little bit subtle, very hard to purify it. But no matter if someone who had a thought of the bodhicitta or the artist's intention, he or she can purify those propensities. As those masters mentioned us, it is the main cause to attain our ultimate goal, the state of Buddha. The bodhicitta is the main cause. Last time we are laughing, I have given one example. When we drink some water, our clothes are very dirty. When you come to the Dharma teachings, to listen to the Dharma, when you go to a very nice party, at that time, everybody looks, your clothes are very clean, nice. Like that, our mind can be a very clean mind if we practice the Dharma. Those masters remember us the reason of that, because those dirts and then pollutions are not natural in our on our clothes, and therefore if we when we wash the cloth, we can cleanse our clothes. If we practice the Dharma, we can purify whatever we have negative actions, delusions, and then propensity. So those are also, we can say those are the benefits of the bodhicitta or the artistic intentions. I cannot say much deep benefits about the bodhicitta, like the Acharyasandhidevas, or the great bodhisattva, as I mentioned before, but I just like copy from them to send you just few words to remember you how the importance of the bodhicitta, and that's the example that we can cleanse our clothes, we can wash our clothes, and we have the Tathagata Garbha, the nature of our mind, and in the other hand, those delusions like the ignorance, attachments, and also the self-grasping, ignorance upon the emptiness, those are just the temporary. So So those can be separated from our mind. Our mind can be attained the enlightenment. As you heard that our masters advised us, at the beginning Buddha also is not Buddha. At the beginning Bodhisattva is not a Bodhisattva. Is there one ordinary beings like us, practice a dharma, always cherishing for the others, and then once that ordinary being become a bodhisattva, or he or she has generated the bodhicitta, then that person is become a very important person for the all sentient beings, and also that person is the respected persons. However, therefore, bodhicitta is very, very important to practice the dharma. Last time, I remember that I give another example. In the evening time, when the rainy season, the sun's the weather is dark, cloudy, and the morning time, the sun appears, sun shines. There is no clouds on the sky, and then the sun and moon can appear very, very shiny, very nice. Like that example, I may give you the example of that someone who interests open the dharma, who want to listen the dharma. There should be like that sun and moon, which are free from the clouds and pollutions. Our mind, the great Master Tsongkhapa says, if our mind is unbalanced, not balanced about the other sentient beings, if it complains the others at all the time, at that time our mind is not like a ripened fruit. If the fruit is ripened, then it's a very tasty, like whatever fruit is, it's a very tasty fruit. So when the student's mind is very ripened, that type of mind is very, very interested to listen to the dharma, and not just to listen to the dharma, perhaps interest open practice the dharma, and then meditate open the dharma, not once time, again and again, as the great Master Tsongkhapa says, whether the daytime and night time, it's time for us to practice the dharma. And also the one other example is the knife or the weapons should be very sharp to cut something. If you want to cut the tree, which is the poisonous tree, your weapons which cuts the tree's root should be very sharp weapons. And like that, the intelligent student should be a very good intelligent mind to understand the dharma, to pick up those what are the being able, or those what are the meaningful, pick up from the lectures. For example, when you go to the market, like the sometimes you enjoy to go to the JCPenney, sometimes you enjoy to go to the Macy market, Macy mall, and other places like the Target. Wherever you go, we are the human beings. We are not like the dogs and cats. We can interest open the different things, clothes, watch, whatever we require in our house. We select from the different from the place to which color is most interesting for me, which color is most interesting for the others. which is more reliable, which is the most everlasting time, and which is very good quality, we pay for them too. So that like that example, when you listen to the Dharma, you will check it. If it's a very very fixable, then you will pick up those lectures. So therefore, the great master said that the student should be very intelligent mind. The great Lama Tsongkhapa said that. Maybe you have doubts that the master who said that. The great Lama Tsongkhapa said that the student should be a very intelligent mind. That's the quality of the mind. And also the students whose body and the minds are very important to attain the full enlightenment. The example gives, I just remember if I background about the girding of the bodhicitta, there is a golden elixir, or the I might say that the golden liquid. Ajaya Nagarjuna said that there was a one golden liquid or the elixir. If that liquid applied to the metal like the common metal like the iron, and then that iron can be changed into the gold. So 1 pound of golden liquid can change the 1,000 pounds of the iron into the gold. So how precious is that liquid? That liquid is very, very precious to make the gold. So like that example, this one just example too, very important example. Why that's very important example? What we have reborn in this samsara, our physical body comes from the delusions and the karma. But someone who practices the bodhicitta, they can transform their mind and form to the form of the rupakaya, what we call the form body of the Buddha, our future Buddha, and then also the Dharmakaya, the truthful body. They can transform with the method of the practice of the bodhicitta. Thus, the bodhicitta is very, very important. Therefore, even the hundreds of the precious jewel, it cannot compare. If you're thinking very careful about our precious human body, our intelligent mind, and then we have to thinking about what is the responsibility of this important mind and body. So they can drive or use their precious human body as a precious. So it's very important to identify us about our precious human body and mind. And when you listen to the Dharma, it's very important. Therefore, the great master Lama Tsongkhapa advised us, when you listen to the Dharma, student, you should not dualistic mind, be concentrated to listen the Dharma. It's very important to cross from the ocean of samsara. We have different types of suffering, the suffering of suffering, in brief, the suffering of suffering, the changing suffering, the pervasive suffering, or the continuity suffering, the three types of sufferings. So in order to abandon those suffering, what can we abandon? Those medicines can recover our just temporary illness or sickness. But if we want to rail free from the samsara, then the Dharma is very, very important, and it's really necessary. So in short, when you listen to the Dharma, wherever you listen to the Dharma, from your different masters. It's very important to be mind with very clean mind, truthful mind, and intelligent mind. And be pay attention on the Dharma and be concentrated upon the Dharma. Once you concentrate upon the Dharma once time, twice time, second time, then it's more become familiar and familiar, more become easier and easier. The time goes very short. And you may think that, oh, it just finished. The time goes very quickly. And then as you do the concentrate, and it remains in your mind very firmly, when you need the practice, you can practice. When you, when someone harms to you, when someone hates to you, then you may remember the Dharma, and then you may think that, oh, that's the nature of samsara. He has anger in his heart. That's the time to practice my passions. And likewise, the practice will comes when you need. So the path to enlightenment, or the stage of the path to enlightenment, is not a very ordinary Dharma teaching, which one is a very nice Dharma teachings. When the Shakyamuni Buddha comes in this world, he preached the different types of the Dharma, Hinayana Dharma, Mahayana Dharma. Buddha Shakyamuni didn't discriminate to the sentient beings, to, oh, you are the poor sentient being, I give you the Hinayana Dharma. You are a good sentient being, good student, I give you the best Dharma. He didn't discriminate the sentient beings. He will not, because he is a person who has a great compassion in his heart. So as the ability of the different sentient beings, he don't have choice if as the ability or the faculties of the sentient beings which fixed to the different sentient beings. Some sentient beings he gives the Dharma called the Hinayana Dharma. Some he gives to the Mahayana Dharma, which are very fixed for them. And then there also, you have listened that there also the three pitakas, or three baskets of the teachings, the three scriptural teachings, the Vinayana, the teachings which describe about the disciplines for the ordinary persons, disciplines for the monks, nuns, and there also all the basket of the teaching, what called the discourses, and also the teachings about the wisdom, and those describe about the discipline, concentration, and wisdom to practice. So, however, Shakyamuni Buddha taught those teachings, and those teachings are conclude in the teachings of the stage of the path to enlightenment. And also, after the Shakyamuni Buddha, the great scholar, or the Acharya Nagarjuna, which is very important for us to understand the profound view, and Acharya Asanga, which explain about the extensive deeds or lineage. So those lineage also includes in these teachings, that the description and explanations are in the teachings of the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, which is the commentary of the Guru Atisha's text, what we call the lame for the path to enlightenment. So that's the one root text, the lame for the path to enlightenment. So it concludes, and it decorated or adorned with those lineage, And also, it's someone who wants to attain the full enlightenment. They can attain the full enlightenment through this path, the stage of the path to enlightenment. Through this path, they can attain the full enlightenment. And also, in this text, the root text and the commentary of the Lama Tsongkhapa, all the sutras and tantras are inside it. Most meanings are here. If you have practiced before, you may visualize that, oh, how the importance of the precious human life. And then what after you have to meditate upon, oh, after that you have to think about the time, and you may think that the time is very important. Then you may enter the practice of the impermanent, and all after that taking refuge, karma, and that's really what we call the stage of the path to enlightenment, to stage after stage, after you can attain the highest state of enlightenment or the Buddhahood. And also, as I mentioned before, Buddha teaches to the disciples different types of dharma, and there are also the three persons. You have some of you have listened it many times before. There are three types of persons. The persons, what we call the small capacity, or the person who are the middle capacity, or some they say that middle scope. For the middle capacity, person of the great capacity, there are the different person that has a different capacity. So whatever they need the practice, if someone reads, contemplate and meditate about the great the stage of the path to enlightenment, then they can bring whatever they need or requirement for their practice. So this is the great Lama Tsongkhapa's the brief meanings or the brief subject. What is the lamrim? What is the stage of the path to enlightenment? So we may remember and recognize, understand that, oh, that's a great stage of the path to enlightenment. This key points of the stage of the great enlightenment. So I will not repeat it. It will come later. So when the great the master preached this, composed this dharma and preached this dharma, he also offered to the great master Atishos, and he supplicate and pray to benefits for success for those sentient beings. So in the very ancient time, very golden time, how to teach the Dharma. There are two styles how to teach the Dharma. One the scholars from the great university called the Nalanda, how those scholars and those professors teach the Dharma. And then the other side, the great Dikamalashila University, how they teach the Dharma, how they guide the Dharma. Those are the two different ways how to teach the Dharma. When the Nalanda University's the professor and the scholar like the Acharya Nagarjuna and so on, when they preach the Dharma, three purity. One purity and pure is that the purity of the Dharma speech, who speaks the Dharma, who talks the Dharma. That master should be very purity teaching and speech is very important. That's very important. And although purity is the purity of the students who listen to the Dharma, student mind should be very, very clean and purity in order to benefit Dharma for the individual, benefit and the advantage of the Dharma for the, all those. The student's mind should be very clean. The best mind, if someone has a bodhicitta, that's the best. And also the Dharma should be very purity, and Dharma should be very correct. So therefore, once I remember that the Acharya Vasubandhu, Acharya Vasubandhu is the brother of the Acharya Asanga, the younger brother of the Acharya Asanga. So Acharya Vasubandhu once he told that once he told that when you give the Dharma teachings, and then it should be as according as the Buddha's teachings. Dharma, where the Dharma comes from, the source, the final, ultimate, and the final source of the Dharma is the Buddha at this even, Buddha Shakyamuni, as according as the Shakyamuni's Buddha's wonderful advice, wonderful teaching. And then also, when you teach the Dharma, and your mind should be not be a deluded mind, your mind should be very good, kind-hearted mind to teach the Dharma. Otherwise, it's very difficult to say or preach the Dharma without a little good compassion. It's very hard to say for those students, you should be a kind-hearted. And if the student asks, do you good heart? And the master says, I don't have. Then the student will not practice the Dharma. So therefore the Mahayana practice to ripen all those, what we call the four collections, how to get in those students or those Dharma those who pay attention upon the Dharma are also intelligent person, right? So that's how the Nalanda scholars teach the Dharma, how they guide their students, how they make their students very, very perfect students, very good students. At the beginning, someone who met the Acharya Nagarjuna, and then he's a very very ordinary person, like the there's a one king, as we have read, the precious garden. Before the king didn't listen to the precious garden, the king is king. He's a very famous in the world. In the worldly, the king is very famous too. He has a very, very, very many responsibility, many activities. But he may thought that whatever he do, those activities are for his civilizations or for his members. But after he met the great scholar Nagarjuna, the king changed a lot, and he understand what is the bodhicitta, what is the emptiness. His lifestyle was changed from the worldly lifestyle to the Dharma lifestyle. So those scholars are very, very great scholars. How to guide the students. And then they met the students from ordinary to a good persons. And from good persons, they met the Mahayana persons. So in the other hand, when the Dikamala Shilas teachers and the master, they guide the students, and then they first told the Dharma comes from, and then where the teachings comes from, how he is, the master is qualified or not qualified. They first, they said about the qualified of the Dharma masters. And after that, they praise the Dharma, what is the quality of what he or she teaches the Dharma. After that, they take care of how to listen the Dharma, how to teach the Dharma. So these are the prerequisites or the preconditions, pre-good conditions, how to listen the Dharma. So if the students really want to listen the Dharma, if the students really want to practice the Dharma, so these requirements are very, very important. So the qualified the masters. It says that Dharma is the qualified Dharma, and then the when it describes about the qualities of the Dharmas, and then the students automatically respect to the teachings and Dharma. And how to listen the Dharma, how to teach the Dharma, that's very important to both of us, right? For me, it's at this time, for me, what's important is to understand at least the main points of how to teach the Dharma. And there's someone who are the Dharma master, they also need the requirements of themselves, how to teach the Dharma. And then students, when I listen the Dharma, and then what I need, and I have to remember those the qualities of the Dharma students or the Dharma listeners, what I requirement and what I need before listen the Dharma. So there are two way to teach the Dharma. One the system or the style of the Nalanda Monastic University, and also and other the Dikamala Shi University, and from them the great Master Tsongkhapa guided us, and the great Master Tsongkhapa guided us through the way of the Dikamala Shila way. So Dikamala Shila way at the beginning is very important for the conditions to understand the students about the biography of the who composed the Dharma, who composed the Dharma, and then this commentary, the someone you have read in the English, this commentary, the great treatise on the stage of the path to the enlightenment. Some it writes the great expositions of the stage of the path to enlightenment, the different little bit the name is really different, but the commentary is the same, right? So however, the commentary the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, path to Buddha, or as I mentioned before, some students we may thought that he is a Buddha, he attained the full enlightenment. I will not. We should not think that. We have also, or when we're taking refuge, we have also our future purpose and future goal. Whenever you listen to the Dharma master remember you again and again in order to attain the full enlightenment. If we analyze the full enlightenment, Buddhahood, who is Buddha? Who is Buddha? We should not think that the Buddha is there, the statues and the Buddha Shakyamuni, not that. At that time, we have to think about ourselves. We have to attain fully enlightenment. We have to attain our future Buddha for the benefit for all the sentient beings. So this also, the Dharma, the path to enlightenment, or someone who listens the path to enlightenment, there are great and many, many advantages to listen this Dharma. There are many, many advantages and benefits to praise this Dharma. Even the great Master Tsongkhapa says, even you have listened this once time, it's not matter. You will receive the benefits. You will receive the advantages of the listening the Dharma. And if you listen it again and again, and there is endless benefits and advantage, you will receive it. And it inspires us to listen the Dharma again and again. If there is a benefit, we are intelligent person too. If we have, we always looking and watching what benefits is there too. What good thing in the Messi, what good thing in the JCPenney or the Tiger, we know too. Which is the better one? Oh, that's the cheap, that's the no good. And then there's a good quality, I can buy it from that place. And then, oh, so like that, you have also analyzed open the Dharma and your ordinary activities, which is the important, your ordinary activity and then your Dharma activity, which is more important. If you want to more, if we want more happiness, peace in only in this life, then we enjoy. We go to the beach. We go to the mall, supermarket, enjoy, relax. And then we are not compared from the other people to what we listen to the Dharma. We should be a little compared or different from the other persons, as those advisors say that's Tetao Shishin Duwa. The sign of the listening, the person should be a very humble and then the sign or mark or person who contemplate or thinking the reason, he should be understand the meaning too. The meaning about the impermanent, it understand by the reason, the meaning of the emptiness of the self, emptiness of the other phenomena, the flower, the book, the desk, and then your clothes, whatever. The emptiness, those emptiness, we have to understand from the reason too. That's why we think upon the reason to catch these things, right? When you go to the different place to buy something, you will never forget your credit card or money in your purse too. And then that's mistake. If you forget your credit card, your money in the house, and when you arrive in the big shop, then you may think that, oh, I have no money to buy things. I want that things, but I don't have the money. So the money can buy that things. And then it can change that things from your money to you give money to them, they give some things to them too. Then you bring the bills, and then you have to do many, many things, right? So the reason is that from the reason we have to understand the meaning, and from the meditate we have to receive the experience from the meditations. That's really So the great master, this is the commentary of the Lamp of the Path to Enlightenment too. Also the commentary of the Bodhisattva materials, the clear realization, the ornament of the clear realizations in Sanskrit, it's called the Abhisamaya Alankara. Those are the very similar explanations about more clear about the extensive deeds. So if I tell you a very brief biography of the great master Atisha. Okay, so after that, I have forgotten one thing. The one main part is that the actual instruction how to guide the Dharma. So So there are three other necessary or conditions to listen the Dharma, and then one is the actual Dharma or the actual instructions. So the first one is the biography of the masters, and then second one the qualities of the Dharma, and then the third necessary is the how to listen careful and how to preach the Dharma careful. Those are the preconditions or pre-necessary for listening the Dharma, and then and after that, the main instructions, guided by here, the main instructions of the commentary of the Master Tsongkhapa, guided by the Master Tsongkhapa, which is the commentary of the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So when great Master Tsongkhapa tells the biography of the Master Atisha, he refers to the region of the one Tibetan translator called the translator Naksolotsawa. Translator Naksolotsawa is the translator who invites the great Atisha to Tibet as the order of the one Tibetan king. So he knows the translator Naksolotsawa, Tsurjim Gewa, he knows well about the biography of the great master Atisha. So, three main parts about the biography, which royal family Atisha was born, and how he understand those knowledge, how he memorized those the scriptural texts, how he born the realizations, inner realizations. And how he benefits, as he understands, how he benefits those dharma to the sentient beings or to the disciples who are very lucky disciples, very fortunate disciples. It says that in the Shanshu Savu Yishona, the Naksos has written that in the India, the part of the eastern part of the India, there's one city called the Bangalore, and a place called the Vijayanipuri, Pura, and in that city there was a one kingdom. Right now we are a little bit relaxed. Okay, you visualize that we are in the like in India too. India the. These times, India border with the Pakistan, like that, the Indian country or continent, right? And then the first prime minister of the India is the Mahatma Gandhi. You remember? That's that country, the Mahatma Gandhi. Long ago, and then in the eastern part of that country, continent, this country. There was one kingdom, as a very very rich kingdom, kingdom as like as the equal of the at that time the Chinese Empire is a very famous, very rich, and then that also is the equivalent of the Chinese kingdom, and in that kingdom, in that palace, the great Master Atisha was born. So. So Master Atisha was born there. He is very handsome, and then the parents has given his name the Chandragrabha. The Chandragrabha, Chandra is a moon too. So the Grabha is the essence of moon. So the great Atisha is not like me. He's a very handsome. The Tibetan lucky students, when they listen to the Dharma from the great Master Atisha, they never stop to watching his face again and again. He's very handsome. And then not only that, the intelligent people, they will check, they want to listen like that. And then his speech is very sweet, very elegant speech. And they also, even his very short time speech, there is a meaning to subdue our mind, meaning to correct our mind at the beginning. Not our mind, maybe the Tibetan mind, okay? The Tibetan mind, okay, we Tibetan wearing a very thick cloth, right? We eat a very different food, like Tibetan mind. And then, so when the Master Atisha preached the Dharma to those Tibetans, the lucky students like the Naso Lhotsawa, and then how lucky is the Domtenpa Gyebe Junior, he met the Master Atisha and he never abandoned that master in his life. So he listened to the Dharma quite again and again from the Master Atisha's. And I don't jump the biography. However, this kingdom is very, very beautiful kingdom, surrounded by many flowers, many ministers, and many assistants who are good, nice, well-dressed. And there he was born, and the parents has given the name called the Chandragarbha. And then all the says, oh, Chandragarbha, Chandragarbha. And the Chandragarbha, he has a two brother, and his older brother name is the Padmagarbha, and his younger brother name is the Shirigarbha. So those three are three princes. Those three are the princes, and those three are the brothers, and those three looks like each other. So their father, the king Kulana Shiri, and their mother, the queen Shiriparpa, and the Chandragarbha is very respected to his royal king and royal queen, and he is very, very harmony with all the assistants who assist him. So the Master Atisha life is the monk life, and then other the Padmagarbha, his brother Padmagarbha has five wives, and he has nine children. Big family, I guess. Padmagarbha is a big family, right? He has five wives and then nine children. And then among them, the parents, they have the different child, and they always cherish to the youngest one, to take care to the youngest one. And then the youngest one is the Sonampel, and then he learned, and after he became the scholar called the Dhanashiri. And the middle one, the Chandragarbha, learned very well. He abandoned the kingdom, and Chandragarbha interests more and more upon the Dharma and Dharma master. And then Chandragarbha became a great Atisha, the middle one. And then his younger brother called the Shirigarbha became a monk, bhikshu, and bhikshu called the Birachanda. The smallest one became a monk. I think he followed Master Atisha what he has done, right? So these are the how he how he uh, his he born in the royal family, whose are his brothers, and whose are his the Master Atisha or the Chandragrabha's the parents. So until up to 21 years old, he learned worldly knowledge, like a grammar, and then handicraft and medicine, the different general knowledge. To up to 21, he learned the general knowledge, and also he learned about the logic also. And at that time, there was one non-Buddhist reasoner, philosopher, and then he debate to the debate means to ask the question, and then Atisha asked question to him. They debate each other, and then he the non-Buddhist one, he lost the debate from the master Atisha, and then his fame starting from here. And after that, Master Atisha's desire to learn more about the Dharma, and then when he watched and then sees in the kingdom, it's not good for him. There's many problems in the kingdoms. He sees the different types of sufferings, and he sees the different mental mistakes in the kingdom. And therefore, one occasion, he left the kingdom once time, and he went to the forest. So this biography is little bit shorter than the other one biography, because the great Tsongkhapa refers to the translator Naksalotsawa. However, then in the jungle or the forest, the Chandragrabha met the Jatari. One master named Jatari and other master named the Master Rahula Gupta, and then they have given him the taking refuge Bodhicitta, and then some tantric initiation or the tantric abhishek or the initiations, and give his name his name as the Jana Guya Vajra, his name, new, is a secret name of the Tantra of the Master Atisha, is that, Janaguya Vajra. And until the 29, he met the different Mahasiddhi, the practitioner who lives in the jungle as like a very ordinary persons, but they are not ordinary person like the other. The Mahasiddhi is a great, in Sanskrit word, Mahasiddhi, in English, it might say that the great attainment who attained the attainment. So he learned about the Tantra very much, interest upon Tantra. And once occasion, it says that the great master Atisha thought that, I'm the best among those Tantra practitioners. There's no person like me. I have listened all the tantric teachings, whatever secret is there, I have listened, I have practiced those teachings, and he thought that he became a pride. I mean, I'm the best among them. And then when he going to sleep, and then he has dream of some dakinis, and then they show him the tantric textbook which never he has seen before, which never heard before. Then Master Atisha's the ego little bit goes down, right? It says in the biography. Otherwise, the person like me, I can. It's better to silence, to say these things, right? But difficult to say. Therefore, that's correct. That's right. Therefore, the Acharya Vasubandhu said that when you teach the Dharma, be careful. When you teach the Dharma, be careful. Teach the Dharma as according as the Buddha, as the Sutra, as according as those qualified master. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to say when I'm sitting on the some chair and then just says the different things. Then if this speech is a contradictory of the Dharma, then how can subdue the mind of the student too? So therefore, that's true. That's true. What Vasubandhu said, that's true. Medicine doctor also should be very careful. Lawyer should be very careful. If the wrongs on the paper, and then it's wrongs for the persons too, who hope and wish to them. If the doctor gives the wrong prescriptions and then wrong medicines, and then it harms them. It cannot guide us by the passions, right? So, however, today I just tell you a little bit about the after that he learned, he's not enough to stop the learning. The great Master Atisha, he's not stopped to learn. He learned the other Dharma from the Nalanda University. He entered to the Nalanda University. If we know this, if we know there's those Dharma like him, then we may sacrifice, okay? So, however, today I just mentioned about the how the importance of the bodhicitta, and then whenever you spend your time at the Dharma class, whenever you met the Dharma masters, different Dharma master, your time, our time, is very, very important for all of us. We have to spend, we have to understand, we have to practice the Dharma, and remember again and again, when you listen to the Dharma, am I the qualified student or not? If you are the qualified student, then you may rejoice in your house, you may relax in your house, you may drink the fruit juice, you may drink the apple juice, you may drink the coffee, tea, whatever, drinking with a relax. And then you may rejoice your life. This life, as I told before, this life is just a, Shantideva said that this life is just a dream once upon a time. When the death comes, it's just like a dream. And then we have to go other life. So however, today today we have this, right? We have this a little bit mantra, and then after that we do the dedication, okay? Yes. And yes, yes, please. And then any types of...
Yeah, I have one. Today we're asking prayers, please, for one Nancy Carpenter, 47 years old, who passed away. Also, Mark Carter, who is the brother of Kay Carter, one of our students, who passed away, 62 years old. Also ill is Marie Candleman, one woman Phyllis, and another person Winnie. So we ask prayers for everybody. Thank you.
Okay, we recite the Almighty Daniel, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Ri jungje ma gu gun do go ro in zo zang ge je u la tu ji jin ge do lo ze jin re ze lo jo ze lo mani be me o mani be me o mani be me o mani be me o mani o mani be me 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 Money,
thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chưa cần, hương sen hé nhị hương linh pháp đàn của tôn khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo liên ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng với thánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin do sở hữu chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Okay. Dona magen simje damje dini jibale dus ne dongon bazo bezan je be guru guru ji so the dedications are the great bodhisattva or the enlightened person his holiness the Dalai Lama may very very long life and successful his activities whatever he do the dharma activities and also the all the other spiritual masters they may live very very long for sentient beings and whatever sentient beings in the different continents like the Africa or the different area they never have the feeling suffering pain starvations they never have these problems we have dedicated our dharma for them. And also the final, we have dedicated our Dharma result to attain the quick enlightenment. We may very quick free from those two types of obstructions and attain the quick enlightenment.
Thank you very much for your attention, okay.